Himes, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 17, 1895. My brother in Christ Jesus, I received your donation of $40. In the name of our Redeemer, I thank you. Be assured we shall invest this money in the best possible way to accomplish the most good for the salvation of souls. My son, W.C. White, if he were here, would express his thanks to you much better than I. He is at present at Melbourne, attending an important conference convened for the purpose of considering the work in its various branches in Victoria, New South Wales, New Zealand, and the islands of the sea. New fields are constantly opening, calling for workers. It costs money to raise the standard of truth in the regions beyond. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 16. The failure of banks has made the times unusually hard for the poor, and their wants have to be considered. Every worker must have his wages, and this is right, for we find very few situated so that they can give their time and strength and receive nothing in return. We are working upon missionary soil in the most economical manner, to make a little means go as far as possible. But the treasury is often drained in order to supply the necessities of the workers. The spirited participation evidenced by your donation for this field has rejoiced my heart, for it testifies that you have not lost the missionary spirit which prompted you first to give yourself to the work, and then to give your means to the Lord to proclaim the first and second angels' messages in their time and order to the world. This is a great gratification to me, for it bears an honorable testimony that your heart is still in the work. I see the proof of your love to the Lord Jesus Christ in your free will offering for this region beyond. Verse 16. We are now contemplating an aggressive work in Sydney. It is a wicked city, but the Lord has many souls there who are hungering and thirsting for light. Many souls have come to understand the reasons of our faith through the reading of our publications alone, and several have accepted the present truth who had no knowledge that there were any others in Sydney keeping the Sabbath of the Fourth Commandment. The Holy Spirit led them through the reading of the Scriptures alone, and when they learned that there were other people obeying the Fourth Commandment just as God gave it, they were overjoyed. The work in Ashfield during the camp meeting, and since our meetings on the campground, has resulted in the turning of many souls to the Lord. 30 have taken a decided stand, and many more are in the valley of decision. The tent is about to be moved 2 miles nearer Sydney, and after these suburbs are worked, the city itself will be the great central point for most earnest, persevering labor. We have a wonderful, compassionate Savior. His heart of infinite love is yearning to save those that are ready to perish, and we are privileged to be co-laborers with Jesus Christ. Again, I thank you for your generous contribution.